words can have impact. You can choose specific words to make a point, express a feeling, or to encourage individuals. Empower is one of those words. It's a word you see in marketing recently, and companies seem to gravitate to it. The definition of empower is to give someone the authority to do a task or make someone stronger and more confident in their responsibilities. Working in human resources for 36 years, we want to empower new employees to get orientated to their position so that they have confidence to make good decisions. Educators want to instruct their students to critically think and to chase their dreams. And clergy, we want to make you more confident in your faith, to live out and share that faith with everyone you meet. Whether you realize it or not, this is one powerful gospel that has you in it. Look specifically at Jesus' actions. Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The same Spirit that our youth received last night in confirmation. The Holy Spirit is the breath of God. That breath creates, it gives life, it purifies, and it sanctifies. We often picture the Spirit as a dove, and for good reason. There was a dove at Jesus' baptism when he arose from the water. Noah experienced a dove when the 40 days of rain ended. And a dove is the most famous image of the Spirit, portrayed in Bernini's window at St. Peter's Basilica. However, you often hear Father and me talk about Ruach, the breath of God. When God breathed into Adam, Adam had life. In Greek, the word Ruach is pneuma, where we get the word pneumatic, meaning powered by air, or powered by breath, so to speak. By breathing on the apostles, Jesus empowers them to forgive sins, a key part of the priestly ministry, but more importantly, to carry on the mission that God the Father first publicly entrusted to Jesus at his baptism. The mission of bringing the good news to the world. Some of you may be thinking, only clergy have the opportunity to use the gift of the Spirit. But what about me? How does this help me in the mission that I have to be a better parent, a better teacher, or a better friend? In other words, being a better Christian. If you were baptized and confirmed, you've already received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And more than that, you've received both the gifts and fruits of the Spirit as well. These are tools that you have to carry on the mission of Christ. Scripture tells us the gifts of the Spirit, they are wisdom, understanding, counsel, courage, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit also has fruits. These were mentioned in the second reading, which is from the fifth chapter of Galatians. And these are charity, joy, peace, patience, chastity, kindness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and goodness. What's important to remember is that these gifts and fruits help us to become a better follower of Jesus Christ. However, like any good tool, you need to use these gifts and fruits to become more proficient with them. How many of you remember the first time you used a hammer? Did you hit your thumb? Probably hurt too. But did you stop using that hammer? You kept using it until you became more proficient with it. Because there is no other tool to efficiently and safely drive a nail. Now, when you use a hammer to drive a nail, it's second nature to you. God has given you tools through the Holy Spirit to accomplish your mission. When you think of the Spirit, sometimes you think you have to be bold and loud. But some gifts are so subtle that they can go unnoticed by the crowd. The Holy Spirit has so infused the lives of these Christians that their kind words, their loving service, their moral support, and their listening ear can live in the quietest of ways. These gifts can and do radiate gently to all who encounter them. Today is Pentecost. What's unique about Pentecost, Pope St. Leo the Great tells us, is not the gifts of the Spirit, but the extent of these gifts. The Holy Spirit is not just given to kings and to prophets, but to every Christian. We should try to appreciate these great gifts planted in our soul by the risen Lord. You have gifts. You have a mission. And there are so many people who desperately need your gifts. So what's holding you back? Only you know the answer to that question. Listen, pray, and the opportunity will present itself, and rather quickly, I might add. And when we're open to the call, and use the gifts provided to you, you can truly say that you are the Holy Spirit's dwelling place here on earth.